Visiting today with Emily Solis at the Animal Ag Alliance. She's the communication specialist there, and we're talking about their new program called Animal Ag Allies. Now, tell us a little bit about this program, because I'm going through it right now, but I think it's very, very important.
Yeah, so we're really excited about our Animal Ag Allies program. We just launched this earlier this year. And basically the purpose of this program is to empower farmers, ranchers, practicing veterinarians to be outspoken advocates for animal agriculture, both online and then also within their communities. So this program really provides a lot of networking opportunities, training, continuous development opportunities, some issue expertise, communication skills, really everything that you'll need to kind of be a well-rounded spokesperson for animal agriculture. It's kind of a step above or a step up from the species-specific advocacy programs that a lot of our members have. So this just gives you an overview of animal agriculture as a whole. It consists of 5 modules that you'll go through, which I'm sure you're probably going through right now, about, you know, just an overview of animal agriculture, how to reach outside of the ag choir, you know, to really reach the people that you're trying to reach, addressing contentious issues. And then you'll be added to a Facebook group where you can connect and network and bounce ideas off of the other allies that have completed this program.
Well, one of the things I think is super important about it is I have an agricultural background, but it's only with, you know, cattle or wheat or farming. This program actually gives you a little bit of information about all aspects of agriculture and makes it to where you can speak to those important issues.
Yeah, and that's really kind of the purpose, because like I've completed the Masters of Beef Advocacy program, you know, run by the Beef Checkoff. But this just gives you an overview. You know, maybe you are a beef farmer, a beef rancher, and you get asked questions sometimes about pigs or about chickens. This gives you the opportunity to have like a little bit of a background about maybe those industries that you don't know about as much, but might still be asked questions about.
What are some of the, what would be your best advice to people that get on social media and are constantly, you know, farmers sometimes don't even like to mess with social media because it gets so negative so quickly and they don't even want to mess with it. So what's some advice on how you tackle those tough subjects?
Yeah, my advice for number one is just to know who to engage with. A lot of times, and I've definitely, you know, been in this boat before too, where you start engaging with someone in a conversation and they are so anti-animal ag or anti-ag, and that conversation is just going nowhere. You're getting frustrated. You're not making any progress. So knowing who to engage, someone that's so set in their ways and so set against animal agriculture, you know, you're not going to change their mind. And a lot of times it's not a good use of your time to spend engaging with them. It's more important to, I think, have more proactive conversations on social media. And instead of, you know, focusing on educating the public, having a bigger goal of just building relationships so that, you know, people come to you as a resource when they have questions about food and agriculture.
Well, it's been kind of a crazy year with COVID-19 being all over, but I think this has actually been kind of good for producers, because a lot of people are wanting now to know where their food comes from, and they're realizing that farmers are the ones that feed the world. So I'm guessing this has been a good thing for you guys to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, farmers have always been essential, but this year they really truly were deemed essential. But I think people are just realizing that more now. You know, the food doesn't just show up at the grocery store. There's people, there's a whole supply chain that's working every single day to keep our food supply flowing and keep our grocery store shelves stocked. So I think this has been, you know, kind of an eye-opening experience for the general public that is more removed from agriculture.
Do you think it's a good idea for producers to have like their social media pages, even though that kind of opens them to attacks from anti-ag people?
Yeah, I personally think it's a really great idea. You know, the further removed that the general public does get from the farm, the harder it is for them to find farmers and to find these credible resources. And if we're not telling our story, you know, who else is going to tell it for us? You know, animal rights groups try to tell it, and they tell it in their own way, and they'll, you know, twist things and spread a lot of damaging misinformation. So it's really important that, you know, this small group of farmers and ranchers and people actually involved in the day-to-day operations of the farm are out there advocating and trying to have these conversations.
Well, looking forward to 2021 as we get out of 2020, what are some exciting things you guys are doing as an organization?
Right now, we are planning our annual stakeholders summit, which is scheduled for May 5th and 6th. We're still kind of working out the details of whether or not it'll be in person, virtual, or a mix of the two. But, you know, we're excited for what 2021 has to hold, and we're hoping it's a little bit better than 2020.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you for having me.